The following is the realization of His Grace Vakreshwar Pandit Das.
I would like to share the fond memories of the various interactions I had with Nandarani, the times that I knew her, and the ways we were so friendly with each other. One time, Her Grace Siddhilalsa Mata was taking the class for the Bhakti Shastri course, and she requested me to prepare the question paper on a couple of chapters of Bhagavad Gita. I went to the neighboring room and began preparing the questions, about 13 in numbers. While I had prepared two of the questions, Nandarani appeared before me and requested me, "Can I help you?" So I handed over the pen to her and told her that I would dictate the questions and she should write them down. She began writing the questions. Whilst she was writing the questions, she would also obtain the answers to the questions and would satisfy herself with the types of answers, keeping in mind the references as to which of the shlokas I dealt with and the manner in which I take a bunch of three or four shlokas in order to make the point firm. Of course, it took a very long time for us to discuss things and then write down new questions. It took almost 45 minutes to write down 13 questions. Towards the end, I asked her, "How do you think the students of Bhakti Shastri course will fare?" She replied, "It would be very tough for them to answer these questions." However, I told her that in case they decide to postpone the examination, she should not leak out these questions to anyone, including her mother, Her Grace Vrindavaneshwari Devidasi, who happened to be one of the students in the class. Nandarani told me, "Of course not. My mother is supposed to fare well on the basis of her own memory and whatever she had learned in the class." We then went to the classroom where Her Grace Siddhilalsa Dasi was conducting the course with the students. I sat in my seat and she also joined me with full confidence because she had the background of the question paper. It really so happened that the examination was postponed and we had to submit that question paper to Her Grace Siddhilalsa Dasi for presenting it to the students the next time. Nandarani did not speak a word about what the question paper was like. This showed that she was well-mannered, full of integrity and matured in thoughts. She knew what sincerity and seriousness was, and so with both sincerity and seriousness she was always taking up Krishna consciousness so nicely and so properly. So many times she would even preach to others, and that teaching was not without any base. She knew the philosophy so well that she could even impart the philosophy to others in the best possible way with the full understanding as to what is Nishtha, the approach to the spiritual master, and how Jivatma on his own is not capable but needs a guru and the super soul to help him progress in spiritual life. Actually, for Nandarani, life meant spiritual life, which was best known to her. There was no question of separation between material life and spiritual life. Discriminating between the two and then not following material life, that was not her way of thinking or practicing. She knew about life only as spiritual life, and she practiced nothing else but spiritual life. It was her own way of living life on the spiritual realm. She knew nothing else but Krishna. She would serve and work. She was also naughty, but her naughtiness was only in Krishna consciousness. Her associates were devotees or the children of the devotees. I had interacted with her during the shloka competition organized by Bhakti Vedanta Swami Mission School, where for the last 8 years or so I was the judge, and Nandarani happened to be one of the participants many times and was often adjudged as the prize winner. Of course, there were two or more judges with me, but her presentation, her pronunciations, her pauses within the shlokas, her translation and understanding about the shloka was so thorough that I would always appreciate that she knew the subject matter very well. It would really be a grand time when our shlokas would be heard along with other participants. It has always been an experience to see these young students take up Krishna consciousness in the best possible way, and sometimes even see their simple-mindedness and how with full heart they would give their best and even win prizes. Nandarani also had a lot of inclination to serve. Sometimes during prasadam time, although she was so young to do any menial service, but nonetheless she would volunteer to at least lift up the leaf plates and distribute them. She was a very good devotee. Nearly 9 months have passed after she left the body, but I feel as if we have been separated for a very long time, and along with this feeling, it also brings refreshing and fond memories of Nandarani. I can only say, Nandarani, you have already gone to Krishna. See that we also join you.